Shalom, welcome to Tehillim Yomi. Today we learn Psalm 132. Mishir Hamalot, Zechor Adonai LeDavid et Kol Unoto. A song of Malot, Lord, remember in David's favor all his afflictions. Asher Nishba Adonai Nadar Labir Yaakov, Im Avo Be'ol Beiti, Im Ele Al Eres Yitzui. How he swore to the Lord and vowed to the mighty God of Jacob, surely I will not come into the tent of my house, nor get into my bed. I will not give sleep to my eyes until I find a place for David. Well, I'm sorry, until I find a place for the Lord, a habitation for the mighty one of Jacob. The Rashbam notes that David did not write this psalm, and he proves it from the missing name in the title. It doesn't say Shir Malot Le David. He says that Shlomo, his son, wrote it upon completion of the Beit HaMikdash, the one his father wanted to build when all Israel came to the temple during the festival. Now, in the book of Melachim, when Shlomo finished building the temple, it records him reciting a special prayer to God. That moment, says Rashbam, is when he offered these words. Ibn Ezra rejects that position, saying David, of course, wrote the psalm at a time when he was wanted to offer a sacrifice, but was unable because the place of the Mishkan was too far away. Radak offers a third position, that David sang this song when he built an altar in the house of Arvana, the Jebusite, and offered sacrifices to God, and his prayers were heard. The initial verses echo a sentiment found in in the book of Samuel, when David was dwelling comfortably in Jerusalem, while the temple was still not built. In 2 Samuel, it says, David declares, here I am living in the house of cedar in the Beit Arazim, while the Ark of God remains in a tent. That feeling is expressed and expanded in the first section of the psalm, swearing off sleep and comfort, ad emtza makom la'Hashem, until I find a place for God. His statement that he would not sleep until that takes place is understood by commentators as referring to the extra sleep in the afternoon, which is considered that special kind of pampering sleep. David desires to build a temple for God, but Natan, the prophet, tells him that he will not do so, rather his son will. The second section, he says, Hinei shemanua be'efrata mitzanua b'sdei yar. Behold, we heard of it at Ephrat. We found it in the fields of Yar. It is referring to the temple, or the place of the temple, or the news of the building of the temple. Let us go to the places, or we will go to the places and worship. Arise, O Lord, go to your resting place, you and the ark. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness, and your pious ones shout for joy. For your servant David's sake, do not turn away the face of your anointed. These last three verses are recited on Simchas Torah, when we open the ark and we say a bunch of psukim. We mention these verses. Many commentators discuss the word Ephrata and why the statement was heard specifically there. I happen to live in Ephrat, so I'll dig a little deeper into the significance of Ephrat and its connection to the temple in this psalm. Rashi simply says that Ephrat means a very important and lofty place, and therefore it wasn't significantly the geographic location, but this refers to this special place where he heard about the temple, or the location of the temple. Radak offers five different opinions as to why he heard specifically in Ephrat. He quotes Rabbi Moshe Ibn Jigatilia, said it simply means that David heard the call of the temple while he was in Ephrat. Hinei shamanuha be'Ephrat. And he grew up there. Rabbi Yosef Kimchi, Radak's father, suggested that he was saying that the person who will build the temple will actually be born in Ephrat. He then quotes Ibn Ezra, who says that in those days they heard from the prophets that the chosen place to build the temple is close to Beit Lechem Ephrat. That's the name of a location. But they didn't know in which direction. And close it is indeed, since Beit Lechem Ephrat is only 3 parsas from Jerusalem. A parsa is around 4 kilometers, and therefore it's around 12 kilometers, which is, in fact, Ephrat today is 12 kilometers from Jerusalem, from the Temple Mount. Verse 7 speaks of going to the dwelling places, worshiping at its footstool. Navo l'mishkanotecha. As David is preparing for the time when the temple will find its ultimate resting place, and he will go and greet it with prayer and song. He then turns directly to God, asking him to rise and go to his rightful resting place, Kumash and Menuchatecha, and that the priests will don their righteous garments, and the pious ones will rejoice. The final verse continues the call to God and has different interpretations. Bavur David Avdecha, Al Tashev Pnei Mashiachecha. Because of David your servant, do not turn aside your anointed one. Rashi understands this as David asking God to not deny his son Shlomo the opportunity to build the temple. Radak understands that the verse is referring to David himself, saying, because I have been your faithful servant, do not turn away from me, which I have prayed for, and for my son, the temple that you will hear our prayers there. The remainder of the psalm turns to the voice of God, who corroborates David's words and adds the important condition upon which those words will be upheld. The sons must follow in the ways of David. The covenant must be guarded. Then God will fulfill his part of the covenant and bless the nation, provide ample sustenance, lift up the priests, defeat the enemies, raise a horn for the lineage of the house of David, and make sure that the crown will shine brightly. Nishba Adonai David Emet Lo Yashuv Mimena Mipri Vitnacha Ashit L'Kiselach. The Lord swears in truth to David, he will not turn from it. One of the sons of your body I will set on the throne. Im Yishmeru Vanecha Briti Veidoti Zoalandem Gam Bnehem Adei Ad Yeshvu L'Kiselach. If your children will keep my covenant and my testimony, that I shall teach them, their children also shall sit on the throne evermore. For the Lord has chosen Zion. He has desired it for his habitation. This is my resting place, God says. Here I will dwell, for I desired it. I will abundantly bless her provision. I will satisfy the poor with bread. I'll clothe the priests with salvation, and the pious ones shall shout for joy. There I will make the horn of David to bud. I've prepared a lamp for my anointed. His enemies I will close with shame, but upon himself his crown shall flourish. The psalm begins with the word of the psalmist, and concludes with a response from God to all the desires and plans to build the temple and make sure it endures. God, in a prophetic voice, reminds them the covenant goes both ways. If his sons guard it and protect the covenant and the laws, God will then teach their children and forever of this lasting and eternal relationship. For after all, verses 13 to 14, God chose Zion, desired it for it to be his resting place for eternity. Therefore, if Israel keeps up their part of the bargain, God will respond in kind.